Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We had a story up on 1053thefan.com yesterday that the Cowboys could consider or are considering franchise tagging Dak Prescott. Are you like, do they already know that? Or are you like, yeah, that's what I thought the second that he got injured. Cowboys, Cardinals, tonight at 4 p.m. pregame starts, kickoff at 7:15. And right now, from 98.7 Arizona Sports, it is Dan Bickley and Vince Marotta. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. We're good. I guess we should also be welcome to y'all's program at the same time, right?
Yes. Welcome to Phoenix, where I think it's still triple digits today on October 19th. Nice. Welcome to our hell, boys.
All right. So Cliff Kingsbury said last week that his Texas accent gets really thick after a few Coors Lights. What about you, boys? Does that happen to you, boys?
As soon as I crack my first bottle.
Is there an Arizona accent that one would detect if that was the case? Or because I do not fall into that Texas category.
I'm going to sit here and we're going to kind of do the reverse thing, and I'm going to kind of make fun of our own place. The problem with Arizona is that we're full of transplants, people from all over the country. So there's nothing really uniquely Arizona.
Yeah, it's so very an Arizona clean. Accent is a New York accent,
right.
A Chicago accent, a Philly accent, a Boston accent,
that's right.
You know.
Well, so the only thing you guys can make fun of is our sports teams.
Or the fact that there's no grass anywhere.
Yeah.
That does concern me.
Hey, hold on. One of the two teams participating in Monday Night Football tonight actually plays on a grass field.
How?
It's the Cowboys.
How do you guys have a grass field? Did you take all the grass in the state of Arizona and transplant it to your football field?
It's not even from Arizona. It's from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's maintained and grown here, guys. Give us a little bit.
I want to get into this matchup because I'm struggling here as a Cowboy fan. I do think the Cowboys are about the 10th worst team in football, especially with all of the injuries that they have. Yet now Las Vegas has this as a Cowboys 1-point favorite, and I'm struggling to see the Cowboys win. So can you help me out? Maybe I am overrating the Arizona Cardinals a lot, but can you guys help us out on why people think the Cowboys with Andy Dalton, backup tackles, no defensive tackles, are better than the Arizona Cardinals?
I think locally here, people are just tripping out because the Cardinals lost to a couple of teams that they should not have lost to.
Right.
And they went to Carolina and lost to a Panthers team with Teddy Bridgewater, and then they also lost to a Detroit Lions team with that bearded freak of a head coach. So, I think that kind of took some of the luster away from the Cardinals. So I think you look at the Cowboys and the offensive weapons you guys have the wide receiver trio you have, Ezekiel Elliott, that's, as some people have said, that's about as good of a position for a backup quarterback to walk into, even if he has red hair.
Yeah, I'll give you another one too, guys. The Cardinals defense under Vance Joseph as the coordinator, they have a way of making competent quarterbacks feel really comfortable. They don't generate a lot of pressure. They don't force turnovers. You subtract Chandler Jones from the mix as their one bona fide pass rusher. That's what on the Cardinals side of the ledger, that's what scares me going into this matchup. Is Andy Dalton is a capable quarterback. We've seen that for over a decade.
I thought that Isaiah Simmons was going to be a monster on the field for the Cardinals.
Us too.
Has he not lived up to those expectations? What's he not doing well? Is it because the head coach is like, no, I like offense. We're going to put him on the offensive side of the ball.
He has just failed to carve out any role. I mean, he started, it starts in football are kind of meaningless outside of quarterbacks, but He showed up in the starting lineup in the first four games of the year, but go back to week one against San Francisco. Early in the game, he gets called for a horse collar penalty on George Kittle, and then he got caught with his eyes in the backfield on a pass to Raheem Mostert that went for a 76-yard touchdown. And that's the last time anybody's really noticed Isaiah Simmons in the defense. He plays, I think his highest snap total in the last four games has been 13 defensive snaps. So he's just not getting on the field. And some of that has to do with the inside linebackers Jordan Hicks and Devondre Campbell actually playing well. But they're shorthanded now. You would expect a guy that was drafted that high with that skill set to be able to carve out some kind of role, and it just hasn't happened.
What's the general vibe in Arizona about Kyler Murray? Because, like, obviously we love him around here because he was so great in high school. And is everyone on the same page that he's definitely a future franchise quarterback? Is it still wait and see? What's the vibe on him?
Yeah, I think most everybody is really stoked about what he brings and how good he can be. Some of his rushing touchdowns purely are they're electrifying is what they are. And you guys know that.
Yeah.
As a passer, he struggled a little bit this year. And then as an offense, Cliff Kingsbury, he hasn't gotten this thing elevated the way I think a lot of people thought. When the Cardinals brought him in and everyone's like, oh, cool, offensive guru who flamed out at his alma mater but really good with X's and O's, it really hasn't materialized. So it's I think people look at the player and go, okay, there's a lot to work with there. But it's also, you know, it's a matter of comfort with him because there's times when you can tell he's a little bit skittish about playing in a sport that's this big, fast, and strong. It's not like playing at Oklahoma, but people here are pretty stoked on him.
Are you guys also stoked that you have the most handsome coach in the NFL? How often does that come up on the show?
Well, early he's on more than a pretty up. Face, guys. You know, I mean, if
I'm not disputing that, I'm just also bringing
up. No,
I'm
joking. It's I think what's interesting too is that he does not have a good record at Jerry World at all.
Nope.
He's gotten his backside.
Hold on, I
want to
rewind
times.
A little bit. Mm. You guys think he's better looking than Matt LaFleur?
Man, that's a good point,
Kevin. That's a question for you. Who would you rather date?
Yeah, no, for sure. He's the most handsome. And
Sean McVay is over here saying, "What about me?"
Sean McVay, I've kind of lost my interest. I've moved on.
Because of his height.
Andy Reid, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can win the Super Bowl ring, I respect power for sure. But
you know,
just
you're going to get a good meal with him.
That is true.
A really good hamburger.
Oh my God, I
that's
got
what
scared.
He said,
I got scared for half a second.
So you guys, though, but to be clear on this, so you guys who have watched the Cowboys play every down, you guys see them as distinct underdogs in this game.
Man, yes, I really I do. And, like, if you look at the point spread, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I know it's a product of where the money comes in, but it's been astonishing because the Cowboys were going to be 2.5 to 3 point favorites, and then Dak got hurt, and then they got installed as 2.5 point underdogs. And then, so, you know, 5.5 point swing without Dak makes sense. But then it keeps creeping, creeping, creeping. And now, as of this afternoon, the Cowboys are a 1 point favorite, which is a byproduct of the money. But it also would lead you to believe that, like, the difference between Andy Dalton and Dak is 1.5 to 2 points, which I think is obviously patently insane.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the Cowboys have basically been trying out a cornerbacks opposite Trayvon Diggs the entire season.
And Diggs and that's
their,
too.
Yeah. And that's their rookie. I mean, who's playing good for a rookie, but not playing up to starting NFL caliber level right now. And then they're still trying to figure out who their safety combination is. But Mike doesn't even call one of the guys by his name. He just calls him by 23 the entire time.
So doesn't deserve a name.
Yeah, so, like, we're in a situation where our defense, our secondary has been decimated by injuries. The defensive front, we were just talking about Dontari Poe. He can't even stand up without getting pushed backwards. So, like, the entire defense just looks that miserable. How are they going to keep Kyler Murray contained? And then on top of that, you guys pulled off maybe the biggest heist in all of history with getting DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson. And how do the Cowboys stop him from getting whatever he wants on the field? They're going to have to triple team him.
So I think we can all say that all four of us are expecting the number to go over tonight. I'm not a gambler, but
I don't get it.
You do bring up something interesting, and I know this is not related to the Cowboys, but we do want to thank Bill O'Brien again. Does he get destroyed in Texas still,
yes.
even though he's lost his job for that trade?
People couldn't understand why he was employed at all going into the season. And then every single loss, it was like, you save your Adam Gase as to who has the hottest seat. It's Bill O'Brien. And
it's very tough because you're like, if you're going to be the new GM, you're like, wait a second. So I have Deshaun Watson. That's a positive. And I have no draft picks for 6 years. This is going to be a little bit tough to rebuild this team because Bill O'Brien traded all of them.
So. I thought it was cool of O'Brien to text Romeo Crennel yesterday, though, to tell him to go for two. That was pretty cool. He still has a little bit of influence there.
Did you see the analytic number? I don't know where y'all sit on, like, analytics versus gut and everything like that, but I was watching a statistical breakdown of it, and they said analytics will tell you that if you go for two in that situation, your win percentage is 98.2. If you kick the extra point, it's 98.1. And I was like, that's where I think analytics is off, because I kick that extra point to go up eight every single time.
Absolutely. The worst you can do, and the pressure's on the other team to convert the two-point conversion, worst you can do is overtime.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I really, really am.
All right, guys, so to feel better about our Cowboys winning, if they're going to win, a lot of people here, including Jerry Jones, who we interviewed on Friday, said we need to get Zeke way more involved and be way more of a balanced team. Is it easy to run on the Arizona Cardinals?
That's a great question. It has been at times, especially with the real physical pounding backs. We saw that in the Carolina game. Yeah, I'm not a huge believer in this defense or its coordinator. I think they're soft at times. Their physicality has gotten better than it was last year, but they don't always play with the ferocity you would expect them to. So I think that Ezekiel Elliott is a big problem for them, is what I think.
But one of the things the Cardinals have going for him, late last week, it was kind of up in the air on whether Jordan Phillips was going to play in this game. He had a death in the family, and he had tweeted out that the NFL was making a pick between going to a funeral or playing on Monday Night Football. He couldn't do both. But then Michael Bidwell came in and arranged for him to be able to do both. So his presence in the middle of that line is big, especially with Chandler Jones out. And I would say, the Cardinals aren't the hardest team in the league to run on, but I think their run defense has been better than their pass defense so far.
Do you guys, since we were talking about this, feels like a discernible underdog game for the Cowboys? What are y'all feeling in terms of the outcome tonight?
Vic, you want to tackle this one first?
Yeah, no. I've been vacillating. I think it's an enormous game for the Arizona Cardinals, and I think Kyler Murray in these situations, he's responded very well, and I think he's really going to vibe on this playing in Jerry World and going
never
back
loses to, there.
Yeah, never, it has never lost there. I think there's that. So I want to believe the Cardinals are big enough and good enough to win this game, but this is a large platform, man. You know, you got that big old star at midfield. It's a different deal winning in Dallas.
Yeah, I just feel
or Arlington,
like,
wherever that stadium is.
I feel like
located.
This is going to be a shootout like most people expect with two defenses that aren't necessarily that strong, and I might be being kind talking about Dallas's defense that way.
Yes.
And when you just look at the offensive talent on both sides, I mean, if there was ever the recipe for a high-scoring game, it's that. As we sit here at 11:13 Phoenix time on the day of the game.
That's not what time it is.
Phoenix time.
That's not what time it is.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's really funny.
I thought it was – I forgot it's Dallas mean time. I forgot. I honestly, guys, I don't know who to pick right now. I'm kind of flip-flopping every time I have a different thought on the game, too. It should be entertaining, I'll say that much.
I've put a lot of money on Arizona. Doesn't mean I'm rooting for them.
Mike, wow.
I'm picking 42-27 Cardinals. So just for the Cardinal fans listening right now, not that I'm saying I'm rooting for that, but I think we have the worst defense arguably in Cowboys history this year. And so I think Kyler Murray – we couldn't catch Daniel Jones. We could only get pressure on him through blitzing for the most part, and he would get out of those situations. Sometimes it was an incomplete pass. I'm like, if you can't get Daniel Jones to the ground, we're not getting Kyler Murray to the ground. And so I just – to me, for your Cardinal fans, I'm struggling watching all the Cowboy games, seeing how in the world we're supposed to win this game.
Yeah, but wow. But take solace in the fact that even if the Cardinals do win tonight, the Cowboys will still be in first place.
Damn right. Yeah.
6-10. This is
don't y'all
be the
wish
first
y'all were
time.
In our division again.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the Cowboys can win it at 6-10, guys.
God,
that would be unprecedented.
Yeah.
We'll bring you back for our segment about could this NFC East be the worst division in the history of football, not just for this year. Well, we're glad that we got this opportunity to chat, and maybe we'll have to revisit and trash talk some more.
I like it. Thank you, fellas.
Absolutely. There you go. Bickley and Murata from Arizona, 98.7, Arizona Sports, the official home of the Arizona Cardinals. And by the way, in case you ever wondered, what does Sean Sharif do with the rest of his day after he gets off from Sean and RJ? Well, he does Arizona talk
more
radio.
Yeah, that's what that's Sean's life.
We were all thinking that, right?
Yeah, I see the one person that says he sounds like a 20-year-old Sean Sharif. I totally get that. That dude did kind of sound like an off-brand version of Sean. But we didn't talk trash, Kevin. That wasn't trash talk. That was actually very congenial.
I get it. If this was Mavericks, we can kind of do it because we have Luka and stuff. Our team stinks. We might win. We have a horrible team.
Well, I disagree.
Talk trash when you're horrible.
I feel like that was trash talk. Both sides trashing their own team. That's what it felt like.
That is kind of what it felt like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.